In local news, a 38-year-old man was arrested early this morning after a stolen hearse collided with two vehicles at a Parkwood intersection. Stolen from a Gold Coast funeral business at 4:52 a.m., the collision happened at the Olsen Avenue, Musgrave Avenue and Napa Road intersection at around 5 a.m. A male driver in one of the vehicles was trapped but has since been freed, and luckily the driver of the other vehicle was not injured. The driver of the hearse has since been arrested and taken to hospital for observation.
Health officials are urging vaccinations for anyone travelling from Southeast Asia after a measles outbreak in a Cairns hostel. With the first confirmed case in late August, it is believed the travellers went from Bali to Australia whilst unknowingly infectious. Symptoms include fever, lethargy, a runny nose, moist cough, and sore red eyes. Measles is highly contagious and is often spread via coughing and sneezing. Health officials have urged the public to get vaccinated to prevent the further spread.
In national news, almost 2,500 elderly patients across Australia are currently stuck in public hospitals waiting for a federal government aged care bed. Research compiled by the states and territories suggests that the practice is costing taxpayers nearly $1 billion a year. South Australian Health Minister Chris Picton says that, quote, these people are effectively homeless, living in a hospital bed. Many of these patients are stuck like this for months, some even years. It's a national tragedy, end quote. A report prepared by the South Australian government will be presented to a meeting of health ministers in Perth today.
On Tuesday, the New South Wales government introduced a bill to better protect domestic violence victim survivors and give them rights to break rental leases without penalties. Under the proposed laws, victims and survivors will be able to change their locks without landlord approval. They would no longer need to inform an alleged perpetrator if they needed to remove themselves from the lease. They would also see fees waived for breaking leases for those experiencing domestic violence. The bill would further protect victims from being held liable for any damage caused to the property by a perpetrator. Domestic Violence Prevention Minister Jodie Harrison said, quote, these changes make it easier for victims and survivors to leave their rental home quickly and reduce the risk of further financial harm, end quote.
In international news, in a statement from an Irish state broadcaster, RTE, it said Ireland will not take part in the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest if Israel is allowed to participate. Quote, RTE feels that Ireland's participation would be unconscionable given the ongoing and appalling loss of lives in Gaza, end quote. The broadcaster also expressed their concern over the killing of journalists in Gaza and the lack of access for international journalists in the region. Whilst a final decision is still to be made with the European Broadcasting Union, expecting to make a ruling, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez also said that the contest should look to exclude Israel in the future.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a warm and sunny day with a light breeze. Perfect weather for slipping out of those winter coats and slapping on some sunscreen. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.